Virgie McMahon loved the bagpipe. Why, he said there was nothing so stirring as the sound of the pipes. And one day, Virgie decided to learn to play the bagpipe himself. So he went up to Bar Harbor, bought a bagpipe, came on home towards Belfast, and tucked that bag up under his arm, took a deep breath. That was Virgie taking a deep breath. And he blew. And he blew. And he blew. He sounded awful. His neighbors were a bit unsettled. In fact, you might say they turned a bit ugly. So Virgie took his bagpipe, went out to his cousin's farm, up towards Unity, went out into the field where the cows were grazing, tucked the bag up under his arm, took a deep breath. That was Virgie taking a deep breath. And he blew. And he blew. And he blew. He sounded awful. The cows got a bit unsettled. In fact, you might say they turned a bit ugly. So Virgie took his bagpipe out lobstering with him. Out there on the boat, in the middle of the ocean, he tucked the bag up under his arm. He took a deep breath. That was Virgie taking a deep breath. And he blew. And he blew. And he blew. He sounded awful. All those seagulls got a bit unsettled. You might say they turned a bit ugly. Well, Virgie gave up. He took those pipes, he stuffed them under his bed, and he didn't touch them. Now, Virgie was never a one for a lot of smiling and carrying on, but folks noticed he was a bit down. Now, life might have gone on like that, except that one day, as Virgie was pulling traps, by gory, he'd caught a mermaid in one of his traps. She was quite cunning, but not too happy about being caught in a lobster trap. And she said, "Virgie, let me go, and I'll grant you a wish." Now, as I've said, Virgie was not one for a lot of carrying on, but when he heard he had a wish, his eyes got a bit wider. That was Virgie's eyes getting a bit wider. He spoke right out. "I wish I could play the bagpipe." "Oh," said the mermaid, "that is a difficult wish to grant. Tell me, Virgie, Do you wish to play to please yourself or to please others? Why, to please myself, of course, said Virgie. Ah, said the mermaid. Well then, your wish is granted. And she dove off under the waves. Virgie raced back to shore. He was even seen running through town. He pulled his bagpipe out from underneath his bed, tucked the bag up under his arm, took that deep breath, and he blew. And he blew. And he blew. And he pleased himself. But you know, if you ask folks if he ever pleased anyone else, you would hear, not likely.